Number one, we'll start with the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many names does the Prophet have? He has five. And there's a concept which the Arabs had, which is that the more names something has, it indicates the greatness of something. كَثْرَةَ الْأَسْمَاءِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى شَرَفِ الْمُسَمَّى. The more names something has, it indicates its greatness. It's just natural. If something is great, people talk about it a lot. If people talk about it a lot, they'll come up with a lot of names for it. So for example, Houston has H-Town and Space City and Clutch City, Bayou City. What is it?
Best halal food city.
Best halal food city? Halal, we ended at four. And beyond the first two, it got shaky, to be honest, right out of the way. But I'm sure Houston has more nicknames than League City, for example, because Houston is a major city, right? You go to LA has a lot of names. New York has a lot of names. London has a lot of names. Like the Arabs were no different. You have a lot of names for the lion because the lion was the king of beasts. It's the greatest beast. And so you have Al-Layth and Usama and Haydar and Qadhanfar, and the names go on. Then you have, the Arabs used to have a lot of names for the sword because the sword was something that was, you know, very important in their culture. It had a lot of names for wine. Same idea, right? So if I'm looking at a culture from the outside, I can kind of guess what are things that were important to them just by the amount of names something has. You find out that, for example, the Eskimos have a lot of names for snow, something that dominates their culture. In the US, for example, money has a lot of names. Give me some names for money. Bread, dinero, dough, moolah, cash, greenbacks, wax. Lotion? Motion? I've never heard some of these before. Stacks, Benjamins, bread, dough, cheese, cake, right? Cake?
No?
What else? Racks, yeah, racks. Capital. So you see, like, there's so much for money. There's so much for money because it's something that people are always talking about. They come up with a lot of names. Don't look at the Arabs funny because they have a lot of names for swords. I'm sure we have even more names for guns in the US. We have probably as many names for wine and alcohol as the Arabs of old did. Same idea. So it's very, very, so it indicates the greatness of something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's the greatest, period, He has an unknown number of names. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that's in Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا. Allah has 99 names, 100 except for one. But there are other evidences that indicate that Allah has even more than that. Allah has even more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has five names. The Day of Judgment, being that it's the greatest day, has many names. الزلزلة الحاقة القارعة يوم التناد يوم التغابن. Like many, many, many names. Over 50 names in the Quran for the Day of Judgment because it's the greatest day. So I just want to establish this concept that having a lot of names indicates greatness. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, authentically reported, he says, I have five names. He says, I have five names. Number one, the first is, I am Muhammad and I am Ahmed. And both of these come from the concept of hamd, praise. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the praiseworthy and he's the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he experienced something that was good, he would say alhamdulillah. And if he experienced something bad, unpleasant, disliked, he would say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah in all circumstances. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah is the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. We're the ones who, when, you know, the world right now is looking at Gaza and saying, these people are amazing. How are they saying praise be to God even as they're going through hardship? But it's the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that does that. That we say, when we experience something great, we say alhamdulillah. When we say experience something painful, we say alhamdulillah in all circumstances. All praise is due to Allah always. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises Allah the most. That's his first and second, Muhammad and Ahmed. The third is al-aqib. He is al-aqib. There is no prophet after him. He's the final prophet. Aqib is the end of something. And so your ankles are called your aqab. Your aqab. But it's the end of a place. And so the Prophet ﷺ is al-aqib. There is no prophet after him. And he says, I am al-mahi. Al-mahi means the one who effaces, erases, eviscerates. And he says, I am the one through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effaces disbelief, wipes out disbelief. Some scholars consider that that's speaking specifically about the Arabian Peninsula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erased disbelief from the Arabian Peninsula during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after him. Another position is that this is near the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is going to efface kufr. Like before the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this deen will enter everywhere that the night and day enter, all over the globe. Number five, the fifth name is Al-Hashir. Al-Hashir. The one whom everyone will be resurrected at his feet on the Day of Judgment. And so these are the five names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are other names, of course, that are very popular, like Taha, Yasin. They're attributed to be names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's no evidence to indicate that Taha or Yasin are actually names of Allah. There's no evidence. Yasin and Taha. They're very, very popular, probably of the most popular. And what's authentic, however, is that these are huruf muqatta'. They are what are called the broken letters at the beginning of the chapters of the Qur'an. Taha and Yasin. Yasin wa Qur'an Hakim, Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins a number of chapters with broken letters, and that's a different subject of the science of the Qur'an, what those broken letters are considered to be. But they're broken letters, or interrupted letters, or however you want to call them. Maybe broken letters isn't the best way to translate it, but they're interrupted letters at the beginning of chapters. Any questions on this so far? Yeah, Mahmud and Mustafa, these are all praises. These are all praises of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there's nothing authentically reported to say that his name is Mustafa or his name is Mahmud. Mustafa means he's the one who's chosen. And there are lots of names, by the way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to describe the Prophet, but they're descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bashiran wa nadhira, shahidan. Like these are all a witness or a bashir or a nadhir. These are all descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that come in the Quran, but there's nothing that indicate that it is an actual name of his. Yes, Ashur. As-Sadiq al-Amin is not a name, it's what's called a laqab. It's a nickname. So the Arabs had three types of names. They had what's called a laqab, they had a kunya, and they had a ism. So you have a name. Your name is Ahmed, for example. And then you have a nickname. The nickname is whatever people call you. And then you have a kunya, and a kunya is attributed with Abu or Ibn or or Bint. So you have these types of names, and these were generally honorific titles. So you don't call a person by their first name, for example. Here in the US, until recently, it used to be calling people by their last name, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, if you wanted to be more respectful, right? So they had that kind of concept. Until today, amongst the Arabs, it's awkward for you to call somebody by their first name, especially if they're older or something. And so using a kunya is something that's more honorable, something that's more respected. Or more respectable.